And so Fox News, obviously, I had a caller who called me and gave me the answer to the players who had done that. And another caller said, hey, you know, there's tough information to come by. We just had it on our news. I'd left the control room. I didn't hear it. But it's Babe Ruth, it's Babe Ruth twice, you know, and so you'd mentioned that. Reggie Jackson. See, now the one I thought you'd know was Albert Pujols last year against the...
I had completely forgotten
about
that. Yeah,
because back then, back when he could hit a baseball, he was playing for St. Louis.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Now, not so much.
You're just in a slump.
A
it
slump.
Happens to everybody.
All season.
It's okay. He can slump in California all he wants.
Yeah, he's making a whole lot more money slumping out there. So, you know, there you go. And the thing is the... I guess the Astros will have to face him now since they're going to be in the American League. So, yeah. But for a while, they didn't have to. And I guess 1 year, so that's good. Anyway, but those were the other guys who did that before last night. So
I'm embarrassed I didn't know. I'm sorry.
I know you.
I'm sorry.
Mr. St. Louis
I'm sorry.
Fan. Top money-winning dead celebrities later on this hour.
Oh, hey, great.
I mean, if you consider this. As you go to work today, there are people out there who are dead making more than you are.
Oh, now that is just not very positive in
well,
the morning.
Well, it's not, but I mean, you know, it is true.
It's like the emotional equivalent of talking about vomit.
That very nice. So, Joe Biden at it again yesterday.
Are you talking about the flub?
Yep, here we go. Yeah, here we go.
I mean, literally. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the guy who's running all the ads here in Iowa saying that.
He was in Ohio.
Yep.
Can you bring it up a little bit?
No, I can't, as a matter of fact. I'm going to just be honest with you. I'll have to what I'll do is I'll load it back up and we'll optimize it because we can do that with this computer so we can hear Joe do the flub again. The world's longest commercial flight has been canceled. Singapore Airlines announced yesterday that it will end its nonstop flight, think about this, between Singapore and Newark. I mean, the only thing bad about leaving Newark is you end up in Singapore. Oh, well, it could be the other way around.
It would probably be worse the other way.
This is a distance of 9,500 miles.
Nonstop?
Yep, nonstop. Airline found the only way to make the routes profitable was by configuring the airplane, which is one of those A340s, with 98 business class seats that went for about $8,000 round trip.
Holy cats!
Other airlines operate the same plane, but they use 250 seats in first, business, and economy. The flight from Newark to Singapore takes about 18 hours. Now, the trip from Los Angeles is about 1,500 miles shorter, but it takes 18 hours also because of the headwinds. The other flight goes up over the North Pole, and that's why it takes that long.
That's almost a buck a mile.
Yeah, yeah. The newest title now for longest flight will be that Qantas flight between Dallas and Sydney. 8,500 miles. The greatest distance between the flight that lasts the longest on Delta is the run between Johannesburg and Atlanta at 17 hours. Can you imagine being on an airplane for 17 hours?
I did 13 from here to Ireland.
Okay.
And I thought I was going to die.
Oh. I think I did about 15 from here to the UAE to India.
Yeah, that's a long time. It was nonstop? No, you got to stop and stretch your legs.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
Man, 18 hours on an airplane like that.
Your feet
like
swell up.
Getting next to the squawking kid, that's always a fun thing. All right, so here we go. No winner in the Wednesday night lottery. So Saturday's drawing in Powerball, going to be $100 million. That's $64.2 million in cash. Never mind, it's played in 44 states, and your chances of winning are $175 million to one. What the heck? If you don't buy a ticket, you can't win.
True.
Then there's the story of the South Carolina lottery official who said that a woman with an apparent faith in the U.S. Postal Service sent her $100,000 winning ticket to them in the mail.
Wow.
Mailed it there.
I saw this yesterday.
The official said rules allow winners to mail tickets worth $100,000 or less, but obviously the vast majority of the six-figure winners prefer to collect their winnings in person. Claim center workers said the woman decided to take a chance, you think, on the Postal Service rather than go that 150 miles to drive it herself.
Too far to go.
Is she a hermit? Or?
I have no idea. Yeah, too much trouble.
Acrophobic?
Had other stuff to do. She was just busy, couldn't quite get there. Now, in another time, the first time that they put together the plates to make currency for U.S. America, the plates were not made in Washington, but they had to get them to the Bureau of Engraving and Printing, and they mailed them. Can you imagine?
I remember seeing something about that. Yeah, no, I can't imagine.
They mailed the plates to print the currency of the country just in the U.S. mail. But again, that was a long time ago. All right, here you go. Orthodontist saying, you kids don't eat candy on Halloween. Yeah, right. Okay. Be sure and just eat apples and broccoli. That'll be good for you.
I saw something online about this, and if you've got a kid in the car, pull them away in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, here we go. Yeah.
You do the sneaky witch.
The sneaky witch.
A witch that will come by and steal your kid's candy.
Oh, I haven't heard about that.
Yeah.
So we get one more thing for your children to fear.
Well, no, that steals the candy and replaces it with a toy.
Oh,
because the parents want to eat the candy.
It's called the switch witch.
Okay, I have not heard of that.
I just saw it online the other day, and so if the kid has a giant bag of candy that you don't want to deal with in the house, and you want to take it up to work and put it in your candy, whatever.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This way, you replace it with something, so it's not as devastating for the kid.
So are we trying that at Shea O'Connor? Are we?
I don't get Casa de Ko. I don't think so.
It ain't gonna happen, really.
No. Okay. I saw it online. I didn't mean I'm gonna try it.
I got you. Okay. Well, again, plus you got to dump it out and go through it with her, right?
Yeah. Decide, well, I want some of the candy. Yeah.
If Daddy'll take this one and you take this one.
If
and
there's
Daddy'll
Tootsie
take
Rolls,
this one, you're
I'm all over it.
Really?
Love Tootsie Rolls.
Really?
Yeah.
That Tootsie Roll you eat today, do you know when that was made? I mean, do you know what year that was made?
Well, you can barometer it by how hard it is.
That's
they're
what
soft,
it's
they're
like,
new.
It's like candy corn and Necco wafers. There's no way to know. It's really old.
I'm sure there's a date on the big package it came
from. Yeah, well, again. But, I mean, yeah, those little Tootsie Roll
if they're
roll
hard,
things,
I don't eat them. But if they're soft, they're new and they're really great.
Man, I don't think so. Okay, well, that's all right. CNews reports that Frank Rose and another man broke into the beer store in Elliott Lake, Ontario on
cleverly
Tuesday night.
Named.
Yeah, and helped themselves to some cold ones. Cops said they did leave a trail behind, however. One of the suspects reportedly cut open his forearm during the break-in. So when officers arrived, they found blood and a trail on the sidewalk that followed them all the way to the apartment where the pair was having an impromptu beer party. Imagine that.
His blood was much thinner and flowed better.
Hi, I'm Lisa.